We're doing Pirkei Avot with the Rambam's commentary. We're up to the fourth chapter. The first Mishnah, the Rambam says, this is a simple Mishnah. We already explained these concepts earlier. So, yeah, Ben Zoma. I think that's blocking the video down here. What? Well. Sheba. So the Mishnah says Ben Zoma Omer. We discussed in our other classes why it doesn't mention his father's name, Shimon Ben Zoma. Rashi says he was a youngster, he died young, so it only mentions father's name, doesn't mention his name, doesn't say Shimon Ben Zoma, just says Ben Zoma. But the Rambam here doesn't give us any commentary, so we'll just run through the Mishnah. And those of you who want other commentaries, so we expanded on this Mishnah in our Pshat class. It's online. Ben Zoma Omer. So Shimon Ben Zoma teaches the following. Ezu Chacham, who is wise, Salomed Mikol Adam, he who learns from everyone. Shneimar, the verse says, Mikol Melamdai Iskalti, I learned from all my teachers. Everyone was my teacher. Ezu Gibor, who is a brave person. Hakoveshet Yitzro, he who conquers his desire. Shneimar, the verse says, Tover Chapai Migibor, someone who is long-winded is greater than someone who is mighty. So then, that's the greatest might. Ezu Ashir, who is wealthy, Hasamech Bechelko, he who is happy with his portion. Shenemar, the verse says, Yigeb Kapecha Ki Tochel Ashrecha V'Tovlach, the toil of your hands you will eat. Praised are you how good it is for you. Ashrecha Ba'olam Hazeh, praised are you in this world, V'Tovlach La'olam Haba, and it's good for you in the world to come as well. Ezel Mechubad, who is honored, Hamchabedet Abriot. Really, it's he who gives honor to all of God's creations. Shneimar, the verse says, Ki mechabdai achabed, those who honor me, God says, I will honor, uvezai, and those who do the antithesis of that, yekalu, they on their own will be derided. So, notice that Hashem considers it honoring him when we honor his creations. Mishnah Bet, Ben Azai Omer, Shimon Ben Azai taught the following, Heveratz lemitzvah kala, run even for a light mitzvah, uvorech min ha'avera, and flee from sin. Shemitzvah goreot mitzvah, for one mitzvah drags along another mitzvah, va'avera goreot avera, and one sin drags along another one. Sheshar mitzvah, mitzvah, the wages of a mitzvah is another mitzvah, v'shar avera, and the wages of a sin is another sin, avera. And this is a very important concept. So get into a cycle of doing good. Start good. You start doing things right, you move forward doing right. I've often told you, I have a hard time getting on time for things. So I want to start my learning in the morning at, let's say, 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock, whatever the hour is. I set up a chavrusa for 10 minutes at 6 o'clock. I have a chavrusa for 10 minutes, I have to be there at 6 o'clock. Now I'm learning from 6 to 6:10. Once I'm there, I'll keep going. I got to get something to get me there. So I always try to have a chavrusa at the start. You get started, you keep going. Mitzvah goreret mitzvah. One mitzvah brings on another mitzvah. Says the Rambam, "Kvar be'arnu perush ma'amar ze karui beperk asiri de Sanhedrin." Technically, says the Rambam, I've already explained this in my commentary on the 10th chapter of the tractate Sanhedrin. "V'kvar yiru chachamim aleim ha'shalom al hanekuda nifla'a b'torah sheyesh ba ziruz al asiyat ha'mitzvah." The Rambam, in a few places in his commentary, has a nekuda nifla'a. An amazing point, the Rambam says. Now I want to tell you an amazing point. Nekuda nifla'a. So the Rambam says, we've already met, our sages already pointed out the amazing point in the Torah that a person should be swift to do mitzvot, v'hu umro, az yavdin Moshe shalosh arim. And that is what we will see in the beginning of the book of Devarim, that Moshe then set aside three cities of refuge. V'yadu sheinam molim ve'en lehem din arei miklat, ad sheyuzdu... וידוע שאינם עולים אליהם דין הרי מקלט עד שיובדלו השלוש האחרות שבארץ כנען. It was known that the three that Moshe Rabbeinu separated for cities of refuge, they didn't take effect until you set aside the other three. God says you must have six cities of refuge. Then Moshe goes ahead and sets aside three. Now he knows that those three will not have any halachic validity till we enter the land of Israel after Moshe dies and set up the other three. So why did Moshe do it? Amru, our sages taught, Yodea haya Moshe Rabbeinu she'en shalosh shedever ha'yoden koletot. Achiyu Shalosh Be'eretz Kenan. Moshe knew that the three that he set up on the other side of the Jordan, they don't offer refuge until they set aside the three in the land of Canaan. Shenemar, as the verse says, Shesharei Miklat Tiena. They must be a total of six. Before you have six, you have nothing. Velo Evdilet Eilu Ela Lefi She'amar. So he set aside the first three because he said the following: Ho'ilu Va Mitzvah Liyadi Akaimena. Once I have the capacity to fulfill a mitzvah, I will. That's the attitude. I can do it, I do it. And if Moshe Rabbeinu, who attained truth, Shalem Sheba Shlemim, whole among whole people, Nishtadel Osif Chatzi Mitzvah, he said, let me take an effort to do half a mitzvah. He knew the mitzvah wasn't complete. He said, but I could do half a mitzvah. He ran and did it. Lekol Malotav Shlemoto, even though he was so whole and with all his elevated stature, Alachat Kama Vechama, שראוי לאותם אשר נטפה נפשם ונתחזק תינופה ונושן. How much more so for the other people, the Rambam is being polite to us, he doesn't say you or us, he says everyone else whose soul is filthy and the filth has become overpowering and it's already aged filth on the soul, how much more so that when they can attain even half a mitzvah, they should run after it. So he says, we learn it from Moshe Rabbeinu. When he had the opportunity to perform something, he did it. They have a beautiful quote from Rav Moshe Feinstein, that Rav Moshe Feinstein said, when a person has an opportunity to do chesed, do first, think later. If you'll think first, you'll never do. There'll always be a reason why not. And chesed you have to do. They asked him, why does he spend this time answering people who are unlearned? Sometimes people ask him questions and he takes the time to answer them. Even though they didn't really learn. He says, that's chesed. People ask me, I have to answer first. Afterwards, I'll consider whether I should have taken the time for it. Chesed you have to do first. It's known that there was a woman who used to call him every Friday and ask him what time was candlelighting. She needed him to tell her what time was candlelighting. If that's what she needs, so he answers it. What? So this Mishnah tells us, Heveratz lemitzvah kala. Even if it's a light mitzvah, run after it. You got it. If Moshe Rabbeinu ran after half a mitzvah that he knew he couldn't finish, certainly we have to run to accomplish anything we can. Right. But this is also an attitude, because part of the key to doing this is what Tani just pointed out. How do you view the questioner? Meaning when someone comes and asks Hillel, he's quoting from the Gemara, but someone came to annoy Hillel and asked him a question. Why did the Babylonians have weird looking heads? So if you view it as a guy who's wasting my time, so then I don't have patience. If you view it as this is my mitzvah right now, to have patience and talk to him, so then fine, that's my mitzvah. I don't choose which mitzvahs to do when. If a mitzvah came to me this way, that's what I'll do now. It's all in the attitude. I don't want to digress. There's a lot to say on this, but our goal here is to learn Rambam, so we'll move forward. He used to say, Shimon ben Azai used to say the following, Al tehi baz lechol da adam. Don't disgrace anyone. Val tehi maflig lechol davar. Nor should you deride, think lightly of anything. She'en lecha adam, she'en lo sha'ah. For there is no person who does not have an hour in his life where he's important. Ve'en lecha davar she'en lo makom. And there's no thing that doesn't have the place where it has its importance. Says the Rambam, Amar, he said, she'be'echrech yesh lekol adam et she'yeh be'efsharuto bo la'zik ve'leho'il. Every person is going to have that moment when they could be a source of harm or assistance. אפילו בקל שבדברים הוא פחות הערך. Even the simplest thing, even the thing that seems the most having the least value, there will come a time where it could be of immense value. ואם כבר בזית אותו, יזיק לך איזה נזק שהוא. And if you did deride this person, he'll find a way to get back at you. If it's the secretary in the doctor's office, if it's the doorman, the little people, you think, well, what's he? No. Every person, they have their hour when they could be a source of help or a source of hurt. And how you treated them, sometimes we think, how do I have to treat him? No. Every person, if you're baz, this is the the key point. If you deride them, if you scorn them, if you look down at them, so then when their hour comes, then they'll repay in kind.
So relating to our baser family.
What?
If you don't act to them a certain way now, in the future, it's more practical than
right. But it's, I think it's an attitude. Meaning, why are you deriding him? Because you assume, what's he worth to me? So, Rabbi Shimon ben Azai is telling you, he's worth it to you, believe me. He will have that hour when you'll need him. You don't see it now, wait, it'll come. And this is also part of the concept of not burning bridges. There was once a story, a family had a maid who they helped a lot, and they valued, and they treated her very, very well. And when she left, so the woman of the house gave her a mink coat as a gift. They valued her so much. This maid was, she passed the border control, and they were waving goodbye, and she turned to them and said, I want you Jews to know, I've hated you all the years. I've just taken whatever I could from you. And I used to mix meat and milk when you weren't looking in order to make all your pots non-kosher. When you weren't in the house, I'd bring non-kosher food and cook it in your vessels. Whatever I could, I did, and you didn't know it all the years. Now go to... And she turned around and walked away. They stood there shocked, the husband and wife. She's already past the border control. She's boarding the plane. True story. Yeah. It might even be published online. You could look. I'll tell you the line, and you'll know what to look for. They're standing there, and the woman's in tears, and she tells her husband, we can't let her get away with this. We can't let her get away with this. They run to the police, and they tell him, she stole my mink coat. The woman is boarding the plane with my mink coat. She stole my mink coat. They got the woman off the plane. I don't know how the story ended. I don't know the end of the story. That's where they end off telling the story, that they did get her off the plane. Now what they persecuted her on or not, I don't know. I don't know the continuation of the story. But you never know. You never know. Person thinks he's crossed border control, he could turn back and spit in their face. I'm never going to see them again, I'm flying off to my country. You never know. En lecha adam she'en lo sha. You never know when a person has their hour where they could get back at you. And that's why Shimon ben Azai used to frequently say, Al ti baz lechol adam. Now if you want, look online. Look, stole my mink coat. And you see, maybe they tell the end of the story. This is the extent that I heard when it happened. This happened when I was still a child in Muncie. This was a well-known story. It happened to a family in Muncie. Yes, sir.
Is there a difference between returning the favor, so to speak, is if someone does something bad to you that you give them back for it, as opposed to just doing something bad to a person in the first place? Because if there is no differentiation, then that family shouldn't really do anything back to that girl then, because if there's the whole cycle of if you do something, then there's back.
That's a good question. We don't learn halacha from the story of what a woman did when she was suddenly in shock over being cheated all the years. Right? I'm not saying they were right or wrong. I'm just giving an example of how someone thought that that's it, they're never going to see these people again, and they could turn back and spit in their faces. And you never know. You never know. That's the message. Ben Azai has to teach us this message for situations where we wouldn't know it on our own. He's talking about the people who you think you're never going to see again. You're never going to meet up with them. I could tell you another very cruel story. There was a young man driving down from the north, and there was an old man at a bus stop. So the young man stops by. He says, you want a tramp? He says, yeah, where are you headed? He says, fine. The young man says, okay, I'm headed that way, no problem. The old man boards the car. They start driving. The young man stops in one place, spends 20 minutes there, comes out, continues driving. Stops in another place, spends 20 minutes, comes out, continues driving. And he's doing this all along, and the old man tells him, you know, you didn't tell me you're making all these stops. I was waiting at a bus stop. With the bus, I would have been there already. You didn't tell me. It's not really fair. So the young man says, you have no appreciation. You know what? I'm turning around. I'm going to bring you back to the bus stop. You wait for the next bus. Turns the car around, drives all the way back up north, goes to the bus stop, stops the car and says, now get out. You take the bus. Old man gets out and good scene, the story's over. The young man turns his car around, drives back. A few years later, the young man gets engaged. He comes to the vort, and the grandfather of the girl is the man he put back up. The grandfather walks in, is the old man who he brought back to the bus stop. The grandfather walks in, sees the chatan, tells the girl, you are not marrying that man. A person who can have such cruelty takes the time to drive all the way back up, to drive me off back at the same bus stop. You could disagree with me, but to take the time to drive all the way back to drop me off at that bus stop cannot be your husband. And with that, the shidduch ended. That's a story that happened here in Israel not too long ago. So you never know. It's a guy, you give him a ride. When are you ever going to see him again, right? Alti baz lechol adam. Shimon ben Azai says, don't deride any man. You never know. Every person has their hour, that moment when they're going to be the pivotal one in your life. You never know who they are. You never know when it'll be. No man. Every person deserves to be treated with dignity, and no person should ever be derided. That's what Shimon ben Azai says.